But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Very quickly, the word of the Lord comes for us powerfully, timely and seasonal. I need your attention. I need your rapt attention this night. The events that have taken shape in the world of the Spirit necessitates that we angulate ourselves and align adequately. The pattern of creation, as much as it correlates to the kingdom of God, is summed up in that scripture, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it already is in heaven." In a season like this, the heaven will move, and the only missing link, the last puzzle, is the alignment of men to know when it is time for you to replicate the motion of the celestials, so that if they move, you move. It is like the Exodus. Israel was not permitted to move until the pillar of cloud move. When the pillar of fire move during the night, they will move. If the cloud move during the day, they move. And if it stop, you dare not move. If you don't know the bearing of the motions of the celestial, you will take a step outside the cover of God, and anytime you are outside the provision of God, you are exposed. You can quote as many scriptures as you want. Your security is alignment. Your ability to know that steps have been taken spiritually. All that they expect from me is to take another step, just to show that I know what is happening part time. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. The current position of Zion for that subject matter. God can tell you take two steps forward, and the same God will say take one backward. If you are not in current tandem with God, you will think that backward instruction is not in flow with motion. It's only those who know what proceeds from His mouth, not what He said yesterday. So even spiritual creatures, they don't have memory of Him as regarding what they knew. Every time they lift up their eyes and they will see another shade of glory. Then they will cast out their crown. They have thrones, all the elders, 12 thrones and crowns given to them. But they have never sat down on that throne for one day. Because every time they want to sit down, they will see something new. And they will get up again and see glory. Holy. You know, what do you know about Him? His one revival service you attended 2 months ago, that was the last time you had a clear picture of His majesty. Motions has been made in a season like this. For many of us, we are not aware yet what God is truly emphatic about in this season. So you are still making a big deal about the last instruction, and God has moved. God has moved. You know when God moves, when you don't find the grace and the favor that is around what He told you to do last time. There is something you know about anything God is involved in. There is an atmosphere of favor that follows it. Anything God's hand is on, sometimes God pushes us into new season by helping us realize that we don't have that cover we used to have with Him again. A spiritual man will retreat quickly and say, "Lord, where am I missing it?" You close your eyes. 2 minutes, you connect. When seasons shift, you will fast for 4 days, you will still be dry. They want to let you know that you have tarried on this mountain for too long. There is a new place you must step into. But man likes tradition. Man likes routine. Man likes things that, you know, have patterns around them. They don't like to venture into the new because the new is uncertain. Many question marks. How shall these things be? My voice tonight for many, this is the accurate counsel of the Spirit for your season. You are like Moses standing before the Red Sea. Behind you are Egyptian warriors charging at you. Before you is a Red Sea. It's a dilemma. And all the people who believe in you are watching you. Your wife is saying, so what do we do? You pretend like there is an answer, and only you know that you are truly confused about the next step. In nights like this, that's why Anakazo is a mountain of encounters. Nobody comes here in crowd. We can gather together in a hall together. Oh, but our encounters are individuals. God will start furnishing new things in your mind. Somebody is sitting down quietly. What he is hearing now is the message of divine direction. Another person is a call for consecration. So the Holy Ghost is furnishing custom-made message to everybody's heart as he chooses. Hiya, hiya, hey, 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 my life must change. Today is for anybody who knows that there is something about this season that has ministered to my heart that I'm supposed to have moved from here. Those who know they've tarried on a mountain for too long. Those who can sense that there is something. My only challenge is I can't articulate it well enough, and I don't have the power to break into it. There is a spirit that will move you tonight. You will leave this meeting knowing what to do. He says, and you will hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You know the predicament of man is divine direction. Many people labor, many people work hard. Don't be deceived. The generation before you are also hard working. The Bible says to wake up early and sleep late at night only to eat the bread of sorrow. People working very hard, yet the dividends of labor is not in their life. You will find people at old age sitting down in regrets. What have they not done? Ventured into all kinds of businesses, entered all kinds of investment, tried all kinds of fronts, and yet the more they move, there are spirits on ground mastering them. I will tell you the strength of the princes in darkness. You will see why the things I'm sharing with you, you may not think is spiritual until we show a little side that connects to it. You will see the part. Pray for 1 minute, please, wherever you are. And say, Lord, I open my soul to you this night. Anything you want to drop, drop it. Anything you want to change, change it. Instructions can come. I will not resist anything. Just look at my life and have mercy. Look at my life. Show my destiny the next. Many of you, you are tired. And if you truly want to move tonight, join me. Let's take a flight. Ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. Open my eyes. Show me great and mighty things which I don't know of. You will never be the same. You've touched His grace. Your life must change. You would never be the same.
It's not true, this. My life must change.
Hiya, hiya, hey.
Hiya, hiya.
Hey,
life must change.
Hiya, hiya, hey.
Hiya, hiya.
Listen, Luke chapter 4 verse 6, very quickly. Oh, Jesus. No more veils, no more limitation. I can now see Jesus face to face. No more veils, no more limitation. I can now see Jesus face to face. Face to face, face to face.
I can now see Jesus face to face.
Can you see Him?
Face to face.
Can you see Him?
I can now see Jesus.
I can now see Jesus
face to face.
Listen, please be seated. God bless you. The premise of this scripture, Luke chapter 4, verse 6. Is the temptation of Jesus Christ. The devil took Jesus to an exceeding high mountain, and from there he showed him the riches of the world, showed him the glory in it, showed him the inhabitants of the lands,
showed him all of their anointings, all of their stars, all of their glory, showed him all the mighty men on ground, showed him what you can do if you master. Mind you, when spirits are looking for territories, they are not concerned about the inhabitants of those spaces. They are like kings. Princes in darkness operate as royals. They are nobles. They don't contend with men. They contend over systems. They want to win a space so that everything under that space is wheeled after them. Let me tell you how princes prevail. They don't fight you. They fight the power who was lodging over that space. When they dethrone the ruling power, it is the same principle Jesus spoke. Who is it that wants to spoil a strong man of his good until you have first bind him? Your idea and your front is not the good. You go for the strong man. When you are done with the strong man, strike the sheep and the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. Princes don't strike sheep, they go for the shepherd. If you strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. I am saying something to you in parables. It's not everybody they are interested in. They are not coming for all. They are coming for those who have a signet, a register of ordination upon their life. They are looking for who is the bread of this lineage. Who is the one that Zion has wheeled the economy of wealth through, that this one will be why men will not stay in hunger. If they come for attack, is that one they isolate? They don't come for everybody. Strike the sheep. Strike the shepherd. What is it with this sheep thing? When they come, they are coming for the gatekeeper, the watchman of the bloodline. Who is this one among them? Why does God show him our plan all the time? Everybody is sleeping. You are the only one having dream that somebody died, and you woke up and devoted 5 minutes at a couple of I cancel. They say, who is this? Who is this that does not operate like the fellow? Your ability attracts warfare to you. Don't be deceived. Anything that singles you out from the crowd exposes you to warfare. And so in the day of war, they come for the finest species, the best of the people planted in different lineage. If you want to know who Satan wants to cut off, anybody that you know Satan is interested in, I can categorically tell you that that is a glorious destiny. You are not following me. The thief, he does not plant where the good master has not planted. He waits until God plants. Then he comes in the night. He is only interested in that God planted here. In case you are here and your life is buffeted by all kinds of challenges, all kinds of resistance, it's as though Satan have your time. It's something I'm telling you. You hold something on your head. There is something they cannot ignore. There is a reason why they have put you under check, and they are observing your every move. In case you are here and from your youth they didn't give you breathing space, they try to force addictions into your life. They try to make sure they don't allow you to go consistent with God, because they are scared of what you can become. You are like Samson. They have shaved your hair many times, but your hair is growing again. It's not a prayer, it's what happens. They know that if they don't keep shaving it daily, this hair will grow. You are a servant yesterday, a slave. Philistine lords are mocking you. All kinds of passive comments. They know that if they ignore you, so this is why they need to create your own system to be an addiction. So that you need to perpetually fellowship with that iniquity. If not, they know what you are capable of becoming. Oh, if you don't know what motivates your attack, is fear. They are fearing what you can become. They know if they give you breathing space, they have seen the kind of heart you have. Not everybody in that family carries people like that. Once upon a time, they didn't know you until they saw that the last 10,000 in your account, they saw what you did. Men will come and ask. You look at them, they dress better than you. And you look at them, your heart, you say no, but your heart is a heart of a giver. You are Jesus. You are a trust. You are God's bank. Anytime God wants to bless a person, he sends them to you. They begin to identify those who have specific roles in the immortal scope of things. This is what motivates their attention. Don't be deceived. Somebody is sitting down very discouraged saying, why is it that me who is serving God? It's my own life that is this. And this person, I am explaining your life to you now. It is because of what is on you. That is why the attention is on you. And many of you, Because of compromise, you have not wielded your greatest strength. Your strength is in holy living. You don't know the power of prayer until you become a righteous man. Then you will see the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous. Make it tremendous power. If you pray as a double-sided person, you will not see the power of prayer. After today, if anybody moves from this meeting and goes back to the same pattern, the same life of rising and falling, I'm telling you the truth by God, oh man, you are without excuse. Because as much as it's necessary to command your deliverance, it has come for you tonight. Let me show you a scripture very quickly. These were the words of Satan to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me. So it was not Satan's own. It was given to him. Who gave him the authority of our own? Who carried our authority and our glory and gave to Satan? Because it was clear. Satan knows who he was speaking to. So he needed to make it clear. I know both of us know that I don't own this space. But it was given to me. I will give you all their authority and splendor. Another word, splendor, is glory. All their glory. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone that I want to. Does this sound like a deal that is everywhere in our world right now? Subtly. You will not see it written in white and black, but it is everywhere around you. Why? What is the deal here? Next verse. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. If you worship me. So, he has gotten the glory of the nations. He has gotten the authority and splendor. He is not satisfied. He is looking for one thing. Worshippers. That is Satan's genuine need. Worshippers. Mind you, all spirits know that worship can be done consciously and unconsciously. You don't need to go and say, from today, I choose to worship you, before your worship is channeled to a spirit. The Bible says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, servants you are to whom you obey. It is the person you are obeying that you are worshiping. And so if you find out that your life does not naturally gravitate towards the instructions of God, your God is Satan. It is who you obey. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I ask you to do? I'm not your Lord if you don't do. The person who is your Lord is the person that your actions, your obedience, and your allegiance is channeled to us. There are many people sitting here with Christian names, and you are serving Satan. It is good we spell these things white and black so that nobody sugarcoat anything. You will now know what is at stake when you want to commit a sin. It is about obedience. Who you obey is who you are serving. You are a servant of Satan. In the day where they will separate sheep from goats, you will find your clan. What is this about wealth? What is this about glory? What is this about prosperity? About riches that spirits come and present to men and say, these things will come to your life if you worship us. Mind you are the only one that think you are actually the only one that thinks that you can conquer a spirit with a certificate. You don't know Mammon. He is also looking for worshippers. He says you cannot serve God and Mammon. So Mammon is a spirit people serve. So choose one. That's what God said. Choose one. You don't master Mammon. It masters you. if you find any Christian who is wealthy, truly born again, I'm not talking all those one-sided people with all kinds of shady activities here and there. Any genuine Christian, he has accessed something called the power to get wealth. Because it takes power to tread upon the ground where mammon walks and not be defied. The kingdom must supply something to you that makes mammon, Jesus, incapacitated where you stand. Because that spirit always strikes bargain with man. He says, I will give you glory. I will give you riches. I will give you kingdoms. Give me your soul. I'm speaking to two categories of people here today. There are those who are already fired up. Something in their spirit is boiling now like this. Then there are those who are sitting down and say, wow, I like the way Apostle is talking today. You don't know that. You soon come to that season. There is a season waiting ahead for you. Then you would go and look for this message and start listening. There are two factors that interplay to make for manifestation. In the season of manifestation, mind you, the idea is not about being born. You can be born. Spirit care whether you are born or not. The will of spirit is to stop you from fulfillment of God for your being born. As long as you live aimlessly and carelessly and you don't strike any relevant chord, nobody have any challenge with you. Can I show you a scripture? Revelation chapter 12, verse 4. If you are a Christian and you can see it projected, let's read together at the count of three. One, two, three, go. And his tail, the tail of the dragon, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and cast them to the earth. Let's read together as loud as we can now. One, two, go. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to what? For to devour what? As soon as it was. So the dragon was not trying to devour the woman. The dragon's enmity was not with the woman. The woman was not the dragon's target. The woman is alive. The dragon is not attacking her. He's waiting for what is inside her, what she's pregnant with, that destiny that God hides inside her. It is the day you want to attempt to say, over my life, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. That is when your warfare starts. Live in pleasure, live in sin, you will not have any attack. Attempt to live right and see how all hell will break loose. Did you realize that at age 12, Jesus already called God his father? And so he told his parents when they were looking for him, don't you know I must be about my father's business? Right? Nobody was disturbed then. You don't know warfare until your time comes. There are two determinants of warfare. There is a warfare that is a product of my time has come. If you begin to sense it, know that I have entered my season of manifestation. No man enters that season and war don't break out around him. Suddenly at age 33, he said the same thing he said when he was 7 years, and they killed him for that. Because at age 7, it was not your time. But in the day of your appearing, all attention is on you. In the day of your appearing, the same thing you said yesterday, people clap and say, wow, this child is wise. You open your mouth now and they say, crucify him. Two determinants to manifestation. One, time. Another, chance. Oh, I will show you something. I feel like we should pray. There's something that is putting a burden on my soul. I feel like we should pray. Please, wherever you are, please. And they didn't give me a prayer point, so it would be good for you to fetch whatever is in your soul now and turn it into a prayer point. I will not tell you what to tell him, but there must be something. My God. I will not waste. My life will not waste. My life will not waste. I will not be defeated.
places where my fathers fell, generations before me, the crowds that swallowed them, I will not be defeated. I refuse to fail. I refuse to be conquered by darkness. Oh, for behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness will attempt to cover people. But there are men that will arise inside that darkness and begin to shine. I refuse to be swallowed up. Behold, the darkness is covering the earth already. Gross darkness is hiding people's destiny. I refuse to fail. Brother, can you pray? Hey, patapakate pakata, shabalagate pekete perobo, shata tata tata, edona pate, retetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetetet Can you press? I refuse to fall. Just go ahead and talk to your father. So much is at stake. So much is at stake. I've seen the life of those ahead of me. I know what darkness plans for me. And so I retreat. I retreat into the cave of Adullam. I retreat. I refuse to be small. I refuse to fail.
Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. In case you don't know the things I'm describing,
I'm talking about the season of travail. A woman can be pregnant. She can be pregnant for 1 month and you will not know. There are no physical signs. It will be among your friends, continuing in that same situation with them. They don't know that there's already something on your inside that can make the difference in few months' time. You will sit down drinking curry, people will be pitying you. They don't know that a stream of wealth is already inside you. You have done something that has provoked celestial intervention. Fear men. Don't undermine anybody. You can meet a guy in the prison and he's the prime minister tomorrow. You don't know. You just thought he's a fellow prisoner like you. And he was never a prisoner. It was destiny that was carrying him through that route. Be careful the people you undermine. Be careful the people you write off. Be careful the people that you mock. You can pay for it dearly. There are many people going through things not because of something they did. They are going through things because of where they are going to. They need that experience. They have to be a servant so that they would not be intoxicated by power, because they are heading to the throne of power. God must teach them the heart of a servant. You join them, you see them, then you mock them, then you crack jokes with them, and you don't know that the man you are looking at, there's a spirit calling him. He just needs to walk through that path. He does not belong there. Who would have told them that Joseph is innocent? There is nothing to prove in that season. No matter what they call you, don't defend yourself. Be quiet. You are heading somewhere. Who would tell Sarah that it is because of destiny that her womb was shut? Why did Rebecca remain barren until God opened the womb? Don't look for people to pity you. Don't go around telling them, my sister, you don't know what I'm going through. Just relax. The path to greatness has many bends, many corners. Sometimes you are up, sometimes you are down. Sometimes you look like it, sometimes you are so discouraged. But a man who knows where he's heading to, keep the big picture in perspective. Though my beginning be small, my latter end shall be greatly increased. Some of you, you would text some people. It's a spirit that is decorating people's lives as I'm speaking right now. It's a spirit. For some people, he is pouring favor upon their head. Favor. This is why we gather. We gather so that God can invest his spirit upon men. And so when you leave the presence of God, you have a testament that you appeared before a spirit. He says they appeared before him and their faces was in Jesus. You can't come before him and go back the same. It's not possible. He will not call the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. You are the only one who don't know what has entered you. Some of you, the anointing of royalty has entered you. You are on your way to the seat of power from today. How did you contact it? You were in the presence of God, where he was sharing bounties, where he was dispersing riches, and he gave you something that man cannot give. He gave you something no man can carry from you. If men give it, they can collect it back, but you got it from the house of the Lord. It came upon your head when you came before him in obedience. He added something to you. I found David my servant. This day I have anointed him with my holy oil. Thou anoint my head with oil. Something comes upon your head this night that will affect your substance. My cup, run it over. There is something that will come on your head. It will affect your finances. My cup, run it over.
you don't know where you are. You are in a power plant. They are generating power here. They are sharing power. The power to get wealth. The power to get wealth. The power to get wealth. The power. The power to get wealth. It takes power to touch wealth. Please help them. Help them. Don't be careless. Help them. The power to get wealth. It takes power. It takes power. Without power, you must worship Mammon before he gives you the bounty that is within his domain. And any man who wants to access wealth and don't want to compromise, you need power. Amitya, give me that scripture. And thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Can we read together, everybody, and turn it to a prayer point? Let's read together at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. Come on, come on. No, wait. Let's read again as loud as you can. 1, 2, 3, go. Many of you, you have never downloaded this power. You went to school, got a result. You are following all the route prescribed by men. You don't know that it takes spirit intervention. Tonight, I want you to take 5 minutes. This service is a service of downloads. 5 minutes. Lay your hands on your head. Over me, the power to get wealth. The power to get wealth. The power to get wealth. Are you praying? I receive power to get wealth. I receive power to get wealth. Above my certificates, above my job, above my connection, I receive power.
An overflow, abundance of blessings. It's a new level, it's a new season. There's an overflow.
You are entering the overflow.
Abundance of labor. I'm taking on. Take me over.
Amen. Please be seated if you can. Are you? No. Your life cannot be the same. Honestly speaking. Amen. 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 Do you know what you are saying amen to? It's all the promises of God. Just be remembering them. Amen, amen, amen. Of us, listen, we are our own undoing. For many of us, we are our own enemy. For many of us, we are our own resistance. Listen, please, I need your attention. Just give me a few minutes, we'll be out. The scripture actually says, be not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. That is his modus operandi, the way he operates. Don't be ignorant of it. There is no man, I repeat it, no man that can fall unless he played a part and cooperated in his fall. There is a role you have to play so that you can fall. There is a part you played so that you can fall. The devil can present an option. There is a cooperation expected from your own end that you participated so that that plan can work. If not, your default state is no weapon formed or fashioned against you shall prosper. If anything prosper, there was something from your end that gave darkness an access. Let me give you one illustration. Maybe it will make sense. We take all nights upon all nights, praying against enemies upon enemies, praying against attacks upon attack, and the Christian don't want to investigate. Why did this attack work? Because it's only him that breaks the edge that the serpent can strike. The Christian does not go and check and hold himself accountable and say, there must be something from my end that is allowing my enemy to prosper. You are looking for the next prophet to go and contract to pray fire prayer, and your borders are exposed. Any alien that charge can still prosper against you. Is it not foolishness to be doing that when they can still attack you any day they like? Why don't we repair the borders? Holy living, righteousness is safety. Righteousness is safety. When the way of a man pleased the Lord, he caused even his enemies to be at peace with him. He says, he that digs a pit will fall into it. He who rolls a stone against you, to him it will return. This is your normal state of life. So if you find that your life is not putting in display this description, something is wrong. You go back and check like David. Search me, O God. Try my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. The Christian don't know what to use prayer for. So he goes blaming everybody except himself. And you are the one that lost your guard. One of David's prayer that is my favorite. He says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. The next verse he says, it is good for me that I was afflicted so that I might learn your status. This is a man that held himself accountable. You blame everything. Blame some. Most of the times, Satan has no hand. He doesn't even have your time yet.
is the day you enter the season of your manifestation. That's when Satan is interested in you. The devil does not follow women who are 1 month pregnant. I'm not talking about literal pregnancy now. I'm talking about the kingdom of God that is on your inside. When that kingdom begins to draw near to manifestation, the devil knows that this one is in her 9th month. So any moment from now, she will give birth. The dragon only follows the person who is in pain to be delivered. Not the woman who is just carrying a big tummy, very flexible. They don't have your time. Where was the dragon when the woman was pregnant? He didn't show up until the day that they said she was in pain to be delivered. She entered labor. Then the dragon showed up. Brothers and sisters, not every attack is because of sin. There are attacks in your life that is because your time has come. There are resistance that is because you have entered the season of your manifestation. And so hell will break loose. Heaven too will pay attention. In that kind of season, if they don't deploy hostile war angels to guard you, you can't go out and come back. There will be many attempts to cut your life off. And so you will have several near-death experiences. Even your sleep at night to wake up the next day will be warfare, because the stakes are high. They know that who is this and why is God interested in him. Mind you, if they buffet you for a long time and you miss the season of your appearing, they will also leave you in old age, because they know you can only do the work of he that sent you while it is day. They won't have your time forever. Don't be deceived. Slay queen. You know that's the only thing I can call you now. You think that you are enjoying your life. You think that I'm having the best. I want to live my best life. Have you heard that thing before? My best life. Your best life involves traveling, sleeping with strangers. They treat you like a dog. You have no dignity. Keep sin aside and keep God's disgust for that act aside. And just think of you as a human being. You go and keep your body for strangers, sons of bond women. They make mess of you. And then they give you money. You go and buy an iPhone. Jesus. First Timothy chapter 5 verse 6. First Timothy chapter 5 verse 6. Let me show you a scripture. Whereas she who lives for pleasure and self-indulgence is spiritually dead even while she still lives. This is the state of many young ladies. Dead. They live only for pleasure. I don't like stress. Every day you want to go on Instagram, on Snapchat. You want to go and show that you are living one stressless life. Your nails are perfect. You don't know kingdom. If you know the burden for manifestation, you will not live. She that lives for pleasure is dead while she lives. Brothers, take my advice. Don't marry a dead girl. They are everywhere. The only thing they know is adornment, self-gratification. The immortals don't know your voice. They've never heard you groan before. You are a lioness that have never roared. So all kinds of strange hyenas are buffeting your family. One day, God will give you children and they will be vulnerable because they don't know much. You will find out that they are exposed because you were not schooled in the way of the Lord. Sisters, if you think I'm being hard on you this night, it is from a heart of love. I genuinely love every one of you. There is something called the beauty of holiness. The world don't have it. Don't let them lie to you. The world don't have anything like inner beauty. The world don't have it. There is inner beauty. It radiates from holiness. Angels admiring you. Your garment is unstained. You are bright among men. Your kinds are rare. So you stand out anywhere you appear. Because many men have spotted garments. Many men are product of pretense and hypocrisy. And so any day angels spot a man who is true in secret and in open, they always hang around him. I woke up one night
I share this to the glory of the Lord. I woke up one night and I saw somebody sitting just by my bedside. His visage was bright. His appearance was not skin. His skin is like fluorescent light. Have you seen fluorescent light before? Radiating, emitting light. His skin was bringing out light. Then there's another flavor of light that was like his clothing. His clothes was like light that was like fire. That was bringing all kinds of, you know, sparks. And fear gripped me. Holy fear. I knew he was from the Lord because there was something around his aura that suggested where he came from. He was just watching me. I've shared this with some of you before. And he plucked out something that looks like a feather, but it was not like a feather, and kept it under my pillow and smiled and vanished. I knew that the point I have entered, there are many spirits that want to have a stake from the harvest of my life. There are many things that hope they can plant something in my life. So heaven needed to give me help by attaching a creature to stand by me in the days where I was without help. So while I was sleeping, there was somebody that was not sleeping, that was sitting around. Only God knows who came around that necessitated that he should come around. We are not alone. Don't let any man deceive you. When you begin to stumble upon hallowed truths, spirits will begin to hang around you. It says to the end that principalities and powers will learn the excellency of the wisdom of God from the church. So spirits will begin to hang around you. They want to know what is God's plan from your mouth. They are always hanging around. When you are jotting, preparing your sermon, they will be peeping. This is why everything that is around us is veiled with metaphors. It's veiled with apocalyptic language. So that you will see a beast came out of the water. 7 heads, 10 horns. They don't know what it means. Jesus was speaking sins before them. Destroy this temple and I will raise it up after 3 days. They didn't know. So the Bible says if they knew, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. Because although they saw the letters, they did not see the life. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. We are those who can wield out the life. When we speak, only those who hear our language know what we said. Princes can hide inside people and be pretending like they are men. They will jot something and go back. They are still confused. They don't know the agenda. And let me tell you the wisdom we operate. It's a power of an age to come. They don't know that age, so they don't understand how these creatures operate. The age has not entered civilization yet. So they give us access to tap from an economy that no species of creation has ever witnessed before. Even you will be a student of yourself because you are doing things that you cannot understand. You are breaking records that you don't know how you prepared for. You open your mouth sometime and speak wisdom that you never prepared. You don't know how you know this thing. So you have to be a student of yourself. An ancient spirit is speaking through your vocal cord. There is an age to come. We tap from the power of that age. You know that age? It is when the time, as you know it in this civilization, is over. And we enter the new Jerusalem, where there is no sickness, where we don't need cars. Oh, a time is coming, brothers and sisters. Mark my words. You will think of a place and appear there. Teleportation is a reality. It's real. If you have ever been in any out-of-body experience before, you will see how immortal economy operates. You will find out that spirits don't need to take time to appear. If a spirit wants to show you something, they put a thought in your heart and you appear in what you are thinking in. Spirits don't need to open their mouth before they drop understanding in your heart. A spirit can be looking at you like this and you'll be hearing words in your heart. So the elders, they sought for a city whose maker and builder is the Lord. They know that there is a city far beyond the stars, beyond all this noise of men. I don't know whether you are contented. My heart has left this generation. I'm pressing for my identity in Zion. One day they will reach cross. They will list out the weapons in the Tower of David. They will call the men who fought wars. They will call the men who turned the tide. Although darkness reigned in our generation, they will list the few ones who got up and say, Lord, through me, you can advance. They will call those who gave their resources for missions, and they gave resources for God to reign over spaces. They were seeing you. It was not unnoted. Don't be deceived. God sees all. They will remember those days where you sacrificed all you had so that the gospel can be preached. They will remember. They will remember the missionary's family that you paid the school fees off. They will remember those. The army I speak about. There are three different clans among them. There are those who will fight in the air. Those who fight upon water. Those who will fight on water, you will fight the spirit of water, because it is the woman that sits upon many waters. That is where merchant ships do their transactions on. If your own office, your own place, your own ministry is the marketplace, which means you are an apostle in the marketplace. You will never hold a mic. You will never preach a sermon. You will always be around the secular world, but you are an agent of change. They will put something upon you that spirit will not have power to overpower you. You will see everybody in your office corrupted by the economy and the culture of that space. Yet something burning upon you with holy purity, making sure that you will not fall. And then from there, you begin to fetch from their bounties to advance the kingdom of God here on earth. Your name will be listed. You are one of those guys. It will not be forgotten. We will live and we will die, but our legacies will be eternal. Our legacies will be eternal. They will remember everything every man did. And some of you, the remembrance of your actions will be for condemnation, because you lived for yourself all through. He says, who is it that wants to follow me? Let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow. She that lives for pleasures is dead while she lives. It's not only for women. He that lives for pleasure is dead while he is alive. If what is the positive factor of your existence is pleasure, pleasure. Just in case you don't know, because this is one of the agenda of the cosmos, is to make you so conscious of all the needs, the wants, the demands, the desires, everything around you. You will just be running from pillar to post. You'll be doing that after 40 years when you are gray-headed and your back is bent. Then they will allow your soul to reflect on eternal reality. That is where evangelists that have never preached for once, their voice have never won any soul. You will see them at old age sitting down in a chair in front of their house. They've built the house. I can tell you, Satan, I know Satan's deal. I know it well. The offer Satan will give you is commensurate with what is at stake. Never forget what I'm telling you today. The stronger the temptation, the stronger what is at stake. I looked for a job for many years. I wouldn't call it many years though. I graduated 2015 thereabout. Went for my MSc in 2017. Between 2015 and 2017, I looked for a job. Because I was persuaded that at this phase of my work with God, I am not giving to full time. It's not. I have strength. I can carry burdens. I took a teaching job. Took a detailing job for a pharmaceutical company as the rep for Kaduna. Took a job with the power holding company, Kaduna office here. You know what? I found out that everywhere is a battleground. You enter the office normal morning like this,
The office is more hostile than church. Subtle temptations. You are changing gradually and you don't know. Your convictions are bending softly. They are doing it slowly so that you will not realize how you have changed. After 40 years, you will look. You will not believe the man you have become. This is why I'm telling you the things I'm telling you. And for those of you who think that, Apostle God has done it for you. So now you mean you don't work. You're just resting. I probably work more than a handful of us here. I'm in the board of 2 companies. For security reasons, details withheld. Kings have sought me and say, just be a part of this team. That's all we need. You don't need to attend anything. You don't need to do anything. We know that if you join it, the favor of God will be with it. And you know what I decided to do? For many of us, in fact, this thing I'm saying now is just an intro of something I want to teach next week. That spirit is waiting for you. When you are done praying, if you like, climb the mountain and shout hallelujah, hunger will bring you down. The spirit knows the junction where every man will be humbled. You know, you are young now, you are on your own. Wait until family pressure add to your life. You will know why. The devil says, I give it to whoever I will. It was given to me. God also says, seek first my kingdom. Seek to be right with the dictate of my kingdom. And all these things, me, I will give to you. 2 spirits are saying, I will give. You say you want to get it by yourself. The devil says, be loyal, let me give. God says, follow, I will give. You say, I have BSc. Please bow your head anywhere you are. I don't think we should go beyond this. Let your heart be boiling for next week. There is something I want. Your prayer is one. Lord, remember me. Remember me. Teach me the way. Show me the path. Show me what I must do. Show me where I must tread. Here we are, the testy ones. The world has failed to quench our thirst. We are in need of you.
Seca Chicago,
Seca Chicago.
Here we are,
the thirsty ones.
This world has failed.
This world has failed to quench our thirst.
But we are in need.
We are in need
of you.
Of you.
Oh, Seca Chicago.
There are people that this meeting was designed for today, and the Holy Ghost says, I bid them come. You are here. You are tired of yourself. You are tired of controlling your life by yourself. You are the one leading everything. No support in a world as hostile as this. No spirit gives you advantage. You are just doing your thing by yourself. You are doing things the way you feel. And today, a spirit has witnessed to your heart, and God says, bow before my government. You are here, outside, inside, those following us online. I will not motivate you. Come. Just come out quickly, wherever you are. Come. Come.
Come. Please ensure that their belongings are secured. Ensure their belongings are secured. I don't want people having missing items. Come. This is Jesus inviting you. Come. There are no space, there are no space around again. So wherever you are, please. There are people who are supposed, who, don't waste time. Don't waste time. Your life will waste if you don't hearken to the call of the Lord. Abandon your wisdom. Your wisdom cannot help you again. Submit to a higher authority. Wherever you are, everybody who are out, just begin to ask the Lord, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. Help me. Make sure you are talking to God now, wherever you are. Have mercy upon me, Jesus. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. I cannot help myself. I cannot know you by myself. I cannot deliver myself. I cannot break free by myself. I cannot know you by myself.
Unless you take over.
You know what the world is. It's a very hostile ground. It's a battle between light and darkness. You have been sent as sheep among wolves. And you are living by yourself. Oh, you need. We need him.
I cannot know you by myself. I cannot see you by myself.
Unless you take over.
I cannot touch you by myself.
Unless you take over.
I cannot make it on my own.
Unless you take over.
Take over, Jesus, take over.
Take over, Jesus, take over.
I cannot know you by myself
unless you take over.
Something memorable is about to happen now. A change of government. A support system is about to be endorsed around your life. Please cry to God one more minute, please. It's important you talk to him. He is your father. Talk to him before we pray. Talk to him.
As the river flows, it begins to bring every death into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right now. As the river flows,
like an electronic, you are like a gadget that God just on. You have been off since. You don't know why it's not working. It's because they have not on you. You are light that they have not on the switch. This night the Holy Ghost is on in the switch. Suddenly you will understand. You are not a victim. You are not a victim of all things. You are not a victim. You are setting standards. You are breaking records. You are a leader. You are ahead. You are never beneath. You just have not discovered your identity. You are not small. You are not small. You are great. Everybody, everybody, those outside, those who are on their seats, inside, outside, online, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I yield to your government. I accept your lordship. I forsake all to follow you. I send everything away to follow you. Take my life, clean my life, use my life, and glorify the Father through my life. Thank you for your blood, and by that blood, I come today. I am pure, I am spotless, I am washed, I am white, I am a child of God. I go back to become a help to my fellow men. From this day, I am not part of the problem. I am a solution. I am a light in darkness. I shine always. Today, I arise. I begin to shine. My light has come. I dispel darkness over my life, over my family, over my city, over Nigeria, and over the uttermost part of the world. I am a child of God. Come on, say it again. I am a child of God.
Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations. Time is fast spent. I am led to give you one gift. One gift. And it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he says that I minister it now. And so wherever you are, some of you have been filled before, and the Holy Ghost wants to give you more measure. More measure of the Spirit. You can't ever have enough of the Spirit. There's no overdose of the Holy Ghost. You can keep drinking. Keep drinking until you become an ocean. You know, rivers think they have arrived. Then they come before an ocean and see that, Kai, among water bodies, there are bodies. Wherever you are, use 1 minute and say, fill me up, Holy Ghost, fill me. Fill me. Just be asking him, fill me up. When he comes, he will give you everything you need for life and godliness. Fill me up. You, Holy Ghost, that make men holy, please fill me up. I have found out I cannot be holy by myself. Fill me up. It has started. The Holy Ghost is touching people now. Everywhere. There is fire in this place. And so Holy Ghost, from the back to the front, from the left to the right, inside and outside, touch. 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 He's touching people. The spirit of prayer and supplication. The spirit of prayer and supplication. It mounts upon people now. You are receiving the grace to stand upon the watch. You are receiving duty call to be an intercessor, to be a watchman, to stand over families and territories. And so Holy Ghost, touch. Please help them, help them, help them. Holy Ghost, touch. Don't be distracted. Help people by your side, help them. Holy Ghost, touch. See intercessors here. See intercessors by the power of the Spirit. I release the grace of prayer upon this row now. There is something I hear in my spirit. The creative mind. The creative mind. The creative mind. It is the anointing of Bezalel. You have unusual creativity. And so, Holy Ghost, I stretch my hands over your people as you have desired to release it. Now, now, now upon them, from the back to the front, by fire, the creative mind. Your heart is furnished with ideas, with ideas, with ideas. Now, now, now. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Something upon you. Something upon you. Something upon you. The creative mind is an anointing.
Lastly, I see people here with ministerial graces, calls upon them for ministry to take over cities, take over territories, take over nations. And so I stretch my hands over you now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare by fire, let the fresh measure rest upon your head now. Holy Ghost, touch, touch, touch by fire. I set your prophetic ministry open. I set your prophetic ministry open. The eyes that see and the ears that hear, I open them now. Please be your brother's keeper. I see something in the spirit on this role. I'm seeing a brother. You are praying and your size is increasing. You are praying and your size is just increasing. And it's becoming strange. You are praying and your size is increasing. And so, Holy Ghost, I register that now. I declare everything that limits, everything that reduces, everything that makes small. As you pray now, everybody here, pray. As you pray. Move into your increase now. We are soaking in his presence. We are soaking. Please pray for 1 minute wherever you are. Pray for 1 minute. Soak. Just soak. Soak in his glory. It's like a perfume. It is staining people. It is like a perfume. It is touching people. It is entering your body. It is becoming something that you're. Oh my God, it's like a perfume. People can smell it around you.
See him dancing around with the melodies in my heart. Hey, ah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Holy Ghost is everywhere now. He's everywhere. Join the angels and sing. Voices. Glory of God is strong in this place. See him moving. See him moving. See him moving. See the Holy Ghost moving. Something's moving. Something's changing. See his glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving, something's changing. See his glory, feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving, something's changing. See his glory, feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving, something's changing. There's a spirit moving in this place. There is heaven in this place. His spirit is moving. It's like heaven on earth. Who can stop him? Who can tame him? Who can resist him? Who can deny his touch? He moves like a man of war. He's breaking yokes, untying chains. Oh my God. Something's moving, something's changing. See his glory, feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving, something's changing. Something's changing. See his glory, just like heaven on earth. Something's moving, something's changing. Something's changing. You are prepared now. You are prepared. You are prepared to go back. Go back to that place where you fell. Go and display your new stature. Go back to those doors that you are knocking since that has refused to open for you. Go and knock again and see the economy of favor. It is like an aura you carry. Men can't tell you no. They can't. It's an economy over your life. Brother, sister, go and try again. Cast your net in the water again. That same place where you didn't catch anything from. Go and cast it and watch wonders. It is something on your head that is responsible for what happens to your cup. Tonight, something has happened to your head. Something has come upon your head. Everything has changed.
Everything has changed.
I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of faith.
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakazo mission international.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.